Thank you, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening, and we do pray that God would richly bless you this morning as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We want to continue in our study this morning concerning the founding, or that is, the organization of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to read in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 13 through 20. While you're turning there, we would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. Have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then our evening worship at 4:30 p.m. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all of these services, and we trust that you will. If you have questions or comments concerning the things that we believe or the things that we practice or the things that I preach over this radio station, I'll be glad to talk with you about any and all of those things. And as I've said many times, I do not like to argue about the Word of God, but I really do like to discuss what the Bible says. I know this, that my opinion and your opinion may not be the same, but I know that the Word of God, the Bible, is the guide for our life, and that Bible will settle all disputes if we'll just let it work like that. The Bible has the truth in it, and so all we want to do is to seek the truth of the precious Word of God. This morning, let's read the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 13 through 20, as we continue on our discussion concerning the founding of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Verse 20. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. In previous messages, we've talked about two points. Number one is that it is necessary to know who Jesus is. That's verse 13 down through verse 17. The point is this, that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. He is the only Savior. And without Jesus, there is no way that a person can be saved. There's no way that a person can have their sins forgiven. There's no way they can please God. And then, point number two, is that there is a place of service. Notice that in verse 18, that Jesus said, "And I say also unto thee." And so Jesus is declaring something that is in addition to salvation, and that is the place of service. And of course, that place of service is the church that Jesus Christ founded or organized during his own personal ministry. And so we find their progression. Number one is salvation. Number two is service. And now number three is in verse 20. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. And of course, our third point in this whole series is concerning why did Jesus tell his disciples not to tell anybody that he was Jesus the Christ. You would think that this would be one thing that Jesus would want them to say and to tell everywhere. But Jesus told them not to tell anybody that he was Jesus the Christ. Now, we want to notice this, that verse 20 begins with the word "then." And we must understand this, that the word then indicates there is another topic that is being introduced. There are three topics altogether in the passages here that we've read in Matthew 16, verse 13 through 20. Topic number one is, are you saved? Do you know Jesus as your own personal Savior? And then point number two, do you know where to serve God? And then point number three has to do with authority and the transfer of the authority. There is a progression in the language of Christ. You see, we serve the Lord one step at a time and one day at a time. And we learn things one day at a time. We find this, that verse 20 is actually talking about two different things. One thing that is talking about is authority. And the second point is that it's talking about obedience. Notice that Jesus is referring to authority when he tells his disciples, don't tell anybody that I am Jesus the Christ. Know this, that when Jesus Christ began to organize his kind of church in the world, that the authority to preach the everlasting gospel, the authority to declare that Jesus is the Christ, remains at that point with the nation of Israel. The authority will not be transferred to the local church until John chapter 20, verse 21 through 23. John chapter 20 occurs after the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ had warned the Jews many, many times in parables that he was going to remove his protective hand from them, that he was going to remove authority from them and give it unto another. We referred to that point last Sunday morning. And yet, the Jews never did believe that this was going to take place. And the Jews rejected Jesus Christ as their Savior, as the Son of God. The Jews rejected the church that Jesus organized during his own personal ministry. And the Jews lost the authority from God to preach and to declare the unsearchable riches of the kingdom of God. The next part has to do with obedience. The Jews simply refused to obey. Notice this. Many times, it's easy to obey when we understand why. But do we always obey when we don't understand why? And here we find that Jesus, in verse 20, he just told his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. You know, that's the duty of the Jews. But they're not going to do it. Now, let's look at this statement itself, and we'll find this, that in the Scriptures, there are five different occasions when Jesus instructed people not to tell anybody that he was Jesus the Christ. And we want to go over those this morning with you in the time remaining. Point number one, there was a time when Jesus healed a leper, and Jesus said unto the man, do not tell anybody that I am the Christ. Here's what I want you to do. This is, I'm reading in Matthew 8 and verse 4. But go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Now here's what's supposed to be happening, is that the healed leper will then go into the Jews and bring the proper sacrifice because he's been healed. And when he appears with that right sacrifice, the Jews would want to know how he's healed. And the healed man, he would then tell them that Jesus healed me of my leprosy. And what a witness that would be to the Jews. That's what Jesus intended for him to do. There's another time we find in the book of Luke chapter 8 and verse 56 that goes along with this same point. That there was a time there that Jesus brought to life a little 12-year-old girl who had died. And the Bible says in Luke 8 and verse 56, and her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. And the reason again? Well, because the Jews are supposed to recognize that Jesus is the Christ, and all these miracles and wonders and signs that Jesus is doing is supposed to be pointing the Jews to Jesus. But they refuse to believe. Now, the second reason here, and the second occasion when Jesus commanded people not to tell, is given in the book of Luke, chapter 9, in verse 21 and 22. This is the time, and Jesus straightly charged them, commanded them to tell no man that thing, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be slain and be raised the third day." Here's the whole thing about this point, is that the Jews are going to be the one that are going to kill Jesus Christ. Jesus is teaching now that he's going to suffer many things at the hand of the Jews, and he's finally going to be killed. A premature discovery by the Pharisees of just who Jesus is would cause them to carry out their wicked plans ahead of time. But Jesus says no. It's not going to be done ahead of time. There were many times that the Jews tried to kill Jesus, but they couldn't do it because Jesus simply disappeared in their sight. We find also in Mark chapter 7, verse 36, that when Jesus healed the man that was deaf, that Jesus charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it. And so they brought all these people to Jesus that needed healing, and it hindered other parts of his ministry. We find this in the book of Mark chapter 9 and verse 9 and 10 records that at the Mount of Transfiguration, that Jesus, when he came down from the mount, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen till the Son of Man were risen from the dead. Now notice this in verse 10 of Mark chapter 9, "And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning one with another what the rising from the dead should mean." And so the disciples are the only ones that kept the commandments of God. And understand this, of all of these five times that Jesus on these various occasions commanded people not to tell anybody that he was Jesus the Christ, it was only the disciples of Christ that obeyed him. All the other people just kept on telling it over and over and over again. The whole thing boils down to the question of authority and the question of obedience. Oftentimes, we don't understand where authority really lies. But when the nation of Israel was in effect, then God had given unto them the oracles of the kingdom of God. And God expected the nation of Israel to declare to everybody that Jesus is the Christ. But the nation of Israel refused. And so Jesus took that authority away from the Jews, and he gave it unto the church that he organized during his own personal ministry. And that church, which was composed of the disciples, they kept the sayings of God. They were obedient to the things of God, and they didn't tell anybody that Jesus was the Christ until they received a direct command from God or until after his death, burial, and resurrection. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us once again this morning. If you have questions about any of this that I've declared unto you, I'll be glad to talk with you about any and all of those things. Thank you now for listening.